Well, so now let's talk about your military career and how you were able to get into the Air Force.
This close friend of Dad's, who was a bird colonel, called and said there was 1 week left. From then on, you were going in the infantry. So that's how I got in the Air Force. I would have dropped dead rather than go in the infantry. That was the reason I enlisted in the Air Force without my folks knowing about it. I finished mechanic school down at Keesler, which was a five-month course. They kept you standing 8 hours a day on concrete floors. They wouldn't let anybody sit down in any of the classrooms, so you stood. And that's hard work. I mean, I've always respected women in these retail stores that have to walk on hard floors all day. But anyway, after we got out of that, I wanted to go to officer candidate school. This close friend of Dad's, who, by the way, I had a convertible down at Keesler. I couldn't keep it on the base, so I kept it at his garage. And his wife used it all week, so I'd get it on weekends. And one of the funny recollections I have of Charlie Brown, this convertible had a colonel sign on it. He would just drive in and out of the gates without him slowing him down. So during weekends, we would drive on the base, and all the soldiers walking along the sidewalks would see this colonel's car coming and salute, and Charlie would salute him. He loved that. But I think that was a high point of his life. But anyway, I was urging my friend, Dad's close friend, Colonel Kreider, to get me an OCS. And he said, look, it's all booked up. You can't get in now. You're going to have to wait. Just take it easy, relax, don't worry about it. So I didn't have any duties. I was just on the base. But one day I saw on the bulletin board that this general and colonel were interviewing for officer candidate school. I didn't read the fine print, so I signed up, and it was for the infantry. So anyway, I went in, and this general said, soldier, what's your interest in getting into this war? I said, sir, that's why I enlisted. I mean, I'm tired of sitting around here. I want to get some action. He said, well, would you like to go to infantry OCS? And I said, yes, sir, if you think you can get me in. He said, I think I probably could. I said, well, I'd sure appreciate it. And I left. About an hour later, my colonel called. What the hell have you just done? I said, what do you mean? He said, we have a list of guys here that the infantry is going to take for OCS, and your name's on it. I said, well, you haven't been able to get me in, and I just thought the quicker the better. He said, I'm telling him you can't go, and you'll get in as soon as I can get you. Well, about 2 weeks later, he got me in Miami Beach in the Air Force OCS, which was, I guess, the most difficult thing I ever did in my life. I was in with 640 top guys from the Air Force. I mean, master sergeants, 35-year-old guys, 40-year-old guys, and I was 19. It was really tough. Dad told me if I'd graduate in the top 10, he'd give me $1,000. I graduated ninth, and I was so thrilled.
Wow. At the time, oil was considered an essential occupation. Could you have worked for the company and been exempt from the war?
Yeah, I think I could have. The main reason I enlisted was that Dad was head of the draft board, and he was getting a lot of heat from Tulsa people and people he knew and those he didn't. Why was his son in school and my son is going into the draft?
And then to press the issue of being in the oil business probably wouldn't have looked very good. Is that what you think?
Well, I never thought about that. I mean, I just realized that Dad was uncomfortable about it, and I felt kind of it was going to be inevitable to get in anyway.
So then when you were in the Air Force, you had many different positions and jobs.
I went from OCS, transferred clear to California, which was fun because they gave you 16 days to get there. So I drove and got to California. I wanted to go to Oxnard. Dad's first employee was the adjutant to the general of the West Coast Training Command. I went into his office and he said, where would you like to go? And I said, well, I think Oxnard would be pretty nice. He said, yeah, but my best commanding officer's in Blythe, and I want you to get the best. So I'm going to send you to Blythe. Well, Blythe was in the desert. When I drove, I couldn't believe it. I drove out there. There was this huge banner across the gate, world's healthiest air base. Well, a germ couldn't live there is the reason it was the world's healthiest. So I was there for a year. That's where I'd go into Hollywood every weekend.
But you finished your military career at Keesler Field.
Yeah, it had to be this bird colonel that got me back there because I was sent back there and was put in charge of the engine branch. We had 8 major branches in this training school, and the engine branch was the most critical because if the engines don't work, the plane doesn't fly. So I was head of that. I was sitting at my desk one day, and the general's car pulled up outside where I could see him. This driver jumps out, opens the door for him, and another guy gets out behind him with about 8 rows of ribbons on it. He was a major. I thought, what in the world do they want? So he comes into my office, and of course I pop to and salute. He said, "Lieutenant, I want you to meet this gentleman." This guy walks up to me, holds out his hand. "I'm Walt Helmrich. Every place I've gone, people have said, have you met this guy from Oklahoma?" And he said, "So I just flew in down here to meet you."